Dave, we had a period where some people frog hunted at night. They, of course, they eat the frog legs, but some of them that hunted for to make money out of it, they sold them. But I haven't heard of anybody doing that lately. I go to a restaurant sometimes, feature seafood, and they have frog legs on there. I've never eaten the frog legs.
What kind of frogs would they be out trying to catch?
Well, a different kind of frog than a toad frog. Big old bull frog that evidently legs was long enough that there was enough meat on them to you know, be good to eat.
Yes.
They, of course, they had one time here where they're catching rattlesnakes and eating them. The main thing they said you had to be careful of is snake bite itself, you know. There ain't no poison except in that pocket right under his upper jaws there where the fangs goes in where the poison is. If it happened to bite itself or catch two at a time, one bite another one, well, then the meat poison. I never did eat any, but I killed one time and skinned him and got me a belt made out of the hide. It got real pretty meat, but the only meat there is to mount anything right down his backbone. And they used to stock it. Some stores did rattlesnake meat. I don't think it's sold very, very good, so I haven't heard of any in years, so maybe they didn't go across enough to fool with it.
My man, most people are probably scared of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Alligator tail, they had a ban on killing alligators for years. Some people kill them anyhow, but I've eaten alligator tail. It tastes like fish, only it's coarser and grainier. You take the tail and stake it out, you know.
Do they have many alligators around here?
There used to be a whole lot around here, but they had killed so many that that's when the state passed a law to killing it. Of course, a lot of people didn't pay any attention to it, and that made the hide more valuable. The alligator hide was a lot of money for pocketbooks and things like that. Every now and then, they catch people and poaching them, they call it out there, kill them and sell the hide. I think around New York, mostly, where the best market is for the hide. According to the papers, when they catch somebody. Ross Allen used to feature alligator hide pocketbooks, and they were pretty expensive. I don't know if they're all that good or not. Maybe just a thing of, you know, having an alligator hide pocketbook, something like that.
We're talking about those frogs then. Mentioned the bullfrog and the toad. The toad, he's one that always lives on dry land out there.
I think so. I've never seen one nowhere.
But what people you around here usually call little bitty ones, you know, that maybe come up after a rain or something. You know which ones I'm talking about?
I don't remember offhand. Seems like me, I've heard a name for them. Sign of rain when you hear bullfrog. I reckon that's bullfrog. It seemed like to me there was another name they used.
Did they ever call them like tree frogs and spring frogs or rain frogs?
I don't seem to remember that name for them.
You're talking about the fishing, so what do many people around here go